Security forces opened fire on stone-throwing demonstrators June 8th in Ethiopia, killing more than 20 people in a third day of protests over election results. Hundreds more were injured, many with gunshot wounds. The government said its security forces acted to restore order and blamed the opposition Coalition for Unity and Democracy for the protests. These people were committed to disrupting the smooth functioning of civil life and law and order, so we had to protect people, a government spokesman said, rejecting claims that the police had responded with excessive force. The protests came despite Prime Minister Meles Zenawi's move to ban demonstrations immediately after the May 15th legislative election, in which his party won a majority of seats, according to official results. Opposition parties alleged widespread fraud and intimidation, charges the ruling party denies. A Coalition for Unity and Democracy leader said the party was not behind the strike. Our sense is that the government is deliberately targeting us and fomenting violence to stop the electoral process and then blaming it on the opposition, said Vice Chairman Burhanu Nega.